Tonight, my friends, we gather as a church family. Tonight, we gather as a church family, as one body, together with Christians around the globe, and we remember. We remember the Holy One who is our guide. We remember the Holy One who is our teacher, our companion, our Prince of Peace. Tonight we gather in this place, just as Christians are gathering in churches around the globe, and as he gathered with his closest friends, with his church family, in that small, dark upper room in Jerusalem so many centuries ago. We gather and we remember. Jesus knew that his end was near. Jesus knew, as John's gospel tells us, that the forces of evil were at work in the world, and that some of that evil had already entered into the heart of Judas Iscariot, his friend, his beloved, the member of his family who was about to betray him. Jesus knew the path of sorrows that lay ahead, the path to the garden and to the temple, and as that window shows above the altar, to Calvary's hill. And yet he didn't shy away from those sorrows. He didn't shy away. He didn't try to avoid the gut-wrenching and heartbreaking journey that lay before him. No, he embraced it. He embraced it this night with love and with faith in God the Father beyond all measure. He embraced it for the sake of our world. And Jesus also didn't attempt to avoid his friends, his church family, in his final hours. He didn't try to avoid his beloved. He could have withdrawn completely from the city and gone and been in solitude. We see lots of examples of Jesus doing that in the Gospels, going away quietly to pray. He does that in the garden, but he does not do that at first with his friends this night. He could have locked himself in the upper room, locked himself in the room and tried to drown out the shouts of crucify him that will resound throughout our world tomorrow. But he didn't lock himself away. He didn't withdraw from the pain. As John, the great poet, writes to us, his beautiful prose echoing out from across the ages, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And what does that love look like? What does it look like? It looks like Jesus, a grown Jewish man, a person who lived in a society that never would have approved of him stooping down to the ranks of servitude. Never, ever, ever. It looks like Jesus, a grown Jewish man, kneeling down on the floor before his friends and washing their feet. Washing their feet as a mother or a father or a grandmother or a grandfather might wash the feet of their children and their grandchildren after coming in from a muddy spring day. It looks like Jesus taking a loaf of simple bread, taking what little food he and his beloved had left, and holding that bread up before his community, holding it up before his church family, holding it up and saying, "This is my body. This is my essence, my whole being. I give it to you freely in love." It looks like Jesus taking a cup of watered down wine so he can stretch it as far as he can amongst his friends. It looks like Jesus taking a cup of watered down wine and saying, "This is my blood. This is the life force that pumps through my veins and through my heart. This is what will be poured out from my side tomorrow on that cross on Calvary. I give it to you." And whenever you do this, you do it in memory of me. It looks like Jesus saying to his closest friends, saying to us this night, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. You are my beloved, if you have love for one another. Tonight, my friends, my family, I pray that the world might see his love working in us. I pray that the world might see his love expressed in our acts of tenderness and care and servitude and forgiveness and mercy. I pray that the world might see his love working in us, and that the world might know that we are his, and that this whole world belongs to him. We are all family. May the whole world see and know that things which were cast down are being raised up, and things which had grown old are being made new, and all things are being brought to their perfection by him through whom all things were made, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.